Come on, just a little hint.
I really shouldn't.
It won't hurt just to tell us the area you were headed to with that package.
I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah, but someone was poisoning Will. Isn't that a little fucked up?
It's really fucked up, but I can't...
How much is he paying you? Double it. Means nothing. We're in the apocalypse and money means nothing.
That's a good point, actually.
So?
Oh, all right. I was supposed to go back to the Kitmith Hospital. He said to meet him in the lobby.
Shit, that'll be dangerous. So many zombies in that area.
Let alone the hospital itself.
Tell me about it. I was gonna have a military escort, but you two...
This might be harder than we thought, Mason.
You thought it would be easy?
No, I just didn't think we'd be running into the county's biggest hospital on day two.
Look, let me talk to Silver. Maybe we can lend you a car. Plenty of these houses have cars with full tanks in the garage and keys just on the kitchen table.
That's... spooky. They didn't try to drive anywhere when the apocalypse started?
Maybe they didn't have time. Maybe they tried to quarantine at home.
Let's stop talking about this. Rathan, we'd love to have a car. And some spare weapons, too, if you have any?
I think we can spare a few.
Vroom vroom, motherfuckers.
What they mean is that we got a car.
Oh, good. That'll help a lot.
Yeah, especially since we have to drive all the way back to Kitmith. We're just on the edge of the county line, but it still would have taken us days.
As it is, we can plow through any zombies and maybe get there by noon.
So, how are things up there? Give us a report.
It's not looking pretty. Keo says 529 is only a week or two away from total failure, and 614 is running really low on food.
That's not good.
It really isn't. I've tried to keep a positive outlook on the radio here, but everyone's spirits are way down. Tyrant's been trying to make the council be more honest with us, too. And as noble as that is, it's mostly bad.
Mostly?
Oh yeah, there is one good thing. Apparently we just got a lot more funding from our founder, so more food should be sent up soon.
That doesn't make much sense. If they didn't have the funding in place to supply the colonies for the foreseeable future, then why evacuate people up there to begin with?
I'm beginning to think these colonies weren't meant to be permanent.
Don't say that on the air.
Isn't it obvious, though? 529 is breaking down, 614 is out of food, and you only get more supplies because of some surprise funding. This isn't the solution, it's... I don't know. Something else.
Distraction?
From what, the entire apocalypse? No, I feel like whoever did this did it for a purpose, just...
Well, hopefully you'll figure that out as you go, right?
Hopefully. Anyway, tell us about your day, Hat.
We're here.
Alright, there's surprisingly few zombies inside.
I guess if someone was using the hospital as a base of operations, or even a meeting place, they'd have cleared out some of the zombies, right?
That makes sense. Makes things easier for us, too. Rathan said he was meeting this guy in the lobby, right?
Yeah, I... Shit, look out! Are you okay?
I'm fine, Will. Thank you. I didn't even see that zombie.
God, the apocalypse is stressful.
You're telling me. Let me see you. Are you okay? No bite?
No bite, Mason. I'm okay.
Good. Hey, one of the receptionist's computers is on.
That's weird.
Maybe it was used recently. It's already logged in. The only thing on the desktop is a folder called Audio Logs.
Holy shit, what's in it?
It's password protected. Says it'll let me view the most recent file, though. Let's see.
It's an audio file.
This is Simon Hubis, log 81. Day 63 of the apocalypse.
Wait, pause it. Doesn't that name ring a bell?
I think I saw his name on something at the Space Center.
Maybe he owns it.
Well, shit. If he owns it, he probably founded the colonies too.
Yeah, but why would the founder of the moon colonies be hanging out on Earth in the worst part of the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, I don't know.
Still worth following this guy for information. He might know something.
I'm unpausing it.
The experiments aren't going well. The moon colonies are fruitless. I am losing hope.
Well, now we have to follow him.
Stop pausing it.
Edia is as beautiful as ever. Though I know she hates her jewelry. I treasure each journey to a new location because it gives me an excuse to hold her hand, regardless of the danger. And we will have to leave again soon. While the mall is a nice place to set up shop, it won't do to have all of my equipment out and about when Rathan returns with his military escorts. We'll have to move, likely back to the hospital. End audio log.
So he was at the mall? Our mall?
People usually refer to the Kitmuth Mall as the mall around here, and Silver seemed to think he was a local. Maybe he was at our mall.
Huh. Okay, so this had to be after we were evacuated, or else we would have seen some sign of him. Maybe this was recent. Maybe he's referring to Rathan's last expected visit.
If it was, that means he could still be here at the hospital.
Maybe, but Rathan said he'd meet him here in the lobby, and there's no living person to be seen.
Makes sense that his base of operations wouldn't be in the lobby. He's probably holed up in one of the rooms.
But searching each room would take us forever, especially with the threat of zombies. And if he was frequently changing spots, he could have already moved on to somewhere else.
Well, then maybe we could go to the mall. He might have left some more audio logs talking about some of his other favorite places. Maybe he cycles through them, you know?
Seems like our only option.
From Sacramento to the far reaches of space and time, these worlds are unreal.
Citizen, this is Captain Hardcase of the Confederation ship Chimera. Can you hear me?
They look dead.
My readings show they're all alive.
Heaven's only law for banishment.
You okay, brother?
It's just a weird feeling.
You're all under firm mind control. I need you to break out of it and help me out here.
Something was happening before this.
Minnie was about to wake us up.
I wish you would wake up!
The clerk aren't real, sir.
Neither is Cthulhu.
Nothing is real.
We're going to seem a bit primitive to you in a lot of ways.
2038? They're all so real.
Beyond Awakening needs your help to make a third season. Click the crowdfund link at quietplease.org/awakening to join the mission.